We are well into the new college semester, and professors at campuses across the state have handed out their outlines, reading lists, their assignments for this semester. A group of Michigan State University students would like to return the favor. They've published a new book called To My Professor, Student Voices for Great College Teaching. It's the latest book from the students in MSU's journalism class who've been churning out the Bias Busters Guides to Cultural Competence series. The class who wrote To My Professor was led by MSU editor-in-residence Joe Grimm. Two of the students who worked on this guide for professors are here with us now. First, we welcome Natalie Cosma.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And recent journalism grad Bryce Airgood is with us. Hello, Bryce.
Hi, thanks for having me too.
Bryce, what gave the class this idea to write something from the point of view of students for their professors?
Well, there's all these like instructional books and instructional manuals that are from other teachers, and it was from their perspective. So getting it from the students was just like a different perspective. And instead of kind of assuming what was wrong with the students, we went straight to the source and asked them like, what can be done better? What would they like to see in the classroom? How can they have a more positive learning environment?
Natalie, talk to us about how you went about getting ideas for subjects. What, you had them complete a phrase?
Sure. So the beginning of every chapter, we started quotes kind of with, to my professor, blank. So it gives students that opportunity to highlight an experience, positive or negative, that they had with a professor on such a wide range of topics. So the class collectively brainstormed ideas for, you know, what are things that students struggle with when it comes to a learning environment and their professors who cultivate that. So a lot of that had to do with, you know, race, sexuality, just simple things like raising hands. Sometimes they just get ignored in the classroom. So that was the book covers a wide range of topics. And that brainstorming process was a group effort in the class.
I was really impressed. I mean, it's been a few decades since I was in college, but I can remember some of these being concerns even when I was in college. And you really did cover the gamut in these 11 chapters. And so let's just sample a few to get an idea of what you heard, because you get these questions and then you turn to instructors and other professors, don't you, to kind of elaborate on them.
Exactly. We wanted to go to credible sources so that they could give their professional opinions on how to actually troubleshoot the issues students are having.
So you guys covered a lot of points in the 11 chapters of the book, and I know it was a big team effort, so you each had your areas you were involved with. One of the ones that kind of jumped out at me that I kind of had to smile at was profane professors, tactical or tacky. Who worked on that? What did you learn?
Yeah, so that was a chapter that I got to work on, and really interesting case studies of professors who use profanity in the classroom. And we're not just talking about typical swear words. Certain instances, the professor was using it as a teaching tactic, trying to break down students, just what they're used to in their everyday lives. You know, the idea is this is college. You're going to be exposed to harsh and new ideas. And through my research, we kind of concluded that profanity, that's a tough one. Students sometimes really enjoy when they hear their professor swear. They think, oh, this guy's cool. You know, he talks like me, and that it makes you easy to relate to. However, it comes an issue when profanity is used in a way that is attacking a student or makes them feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And it's too difficult to measure. So we kind of, I think the chapter concludes that it's not a good teaching tactic. It works for some, but it's kind of use this at your own risk, because a lot of professors get in trouble with it, especially as college campuses are becoming a more sensitive place to humor and profanity.
And with that in mind, I know that, Bryce, you worked on some interesting diversity topics, because I was very struck with, in the chapter for racial inclusion, sections that involve being Black on campus, Latino students, Asian Americans, Native Americans. So it was important, was it not, to let professors realize they can't take a one-size-fits-all approach to racial inclusion?
Absolutely. Something that was constantly impressed on us when we were working on those sections was that it's also talked about in the foreword, is there are explicit biases and implicit biases. Everyone has them, but it's so important to work to not let them control you and how you function in the classroom environment. each student has their own story and their own set of experiences, and you cannot take a general textbook approach to each student. It's very important to treat each person as an individual, and that's something that was just very prominent when we were working on those sections in the racial inclusion chapter.
I know you worked on the sections to do with Asian Americans and Native Americans dealing with cultural misunderstandings. Give us a for instance, something that a student experienced that you just went, oh boy, that shouldn't have happened.
Well, I spoke to Megan Kotar, who works in the MSU Office of Inclusion, and she recounted to me a story in which a group of students were sitting close to each other when working on an exam, and a professor was like, oh no, you all are Chinese international students, you are going to cheat on this exam. So he separated them. They were all students who were from the U.S. Oh. None of them were international. So the fact he just assumed, like, right from the get-go, and, like, also the fact that they were going to cheat, it was just a huge just misunderstanding. And there was a another student who was a Canadian Chinese American, and he looked Chinese, as he said, and so he was talking to a professor one time, and the professor asked where he was from, and so he started to say Canton, Canton, Michigan, and the professor cut him off and said Canton, China.
Oh.
And it was just kind of like, oh.
Yeah, in fact, I noticed you actually cite our coworker, Michigan radio reporter Jennifer Guerra, telling the story of shortly after the 2015 Paris bombings at the concert hall in the soccer stadium, a Muslim college student went to the imam at the mosque next to the campus and said the student had said her professor came into class one day and jokingly said to her, quote, I hope you're not hiding guns under your headscarf today. So I guess clearly there is advice that needs to be given, because this is not the kind of thing that happened years ago. This is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce, if an instructor comes in, a professor comes in and finds this book anonymously left on his or her desk or at his or her office, what should that instructor be offended or welcome it as a chance to grow?
I think that depends on the professor. Mm-hmm. Something that Joe talked to us about with this book was the fact that not all professors are going to read this and, like, learn from it. Some are going to be like, oh, I don't need this. So we would like to reach those professors, but we might not be able to do that. The professors we do want to reach are the ones who do want to grow and learn. So that's what we would like to see with this book.
And the book, I take it, could be used really on any campus, not just on the campus of Michigan State University, where you are and where you wrote this book.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, these are student voices, not just from Michigan State, but we did research across the country and talked to professionals across the country. So it definitely doesn't just apply to a Michigan State, although we did create certain resources that were specific to the Michigan State campus.
You can find out more about To My Professor, what college students really say about their teachers, by going to readthespirit.com. You'll get all the information you need on that. Interesting approach. And it strikes me, much more constructive than ratemyprofessor.com. You really are talking to professors and getting some great advice based on student concerns. Natalie Cosma and Bryce Airgood, among a Michigan State University class who wrote To My Professor. Thanks so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.